Where do you go to herd reindeer if you're not Santa Claus? Well, how about Lapland? Margie Goldsmith, travel writer whose work has appeared in the National Geographic Traveler and the Washington Post. Where is Lapland, Margie? Is it a region or a country?
Lapland is actually a region, and it includes the northernmost part of Norway, Russia, and Finland. It's 230 miles north of the Arctic Circle.
Oh. Now, what prompted your visit? Were you on a mission to see what a day in the life of a reindeer is really like?
Well, yes, because I had been in Mongolia, and I'd heard about the reindeer near Lake Kosvol, but I didn't have time to go there. And I thought, okay, now I have another chance.
Are reindeer herders kind of like cattle ranchers, but different animal and different climate?
Yes, it's really exactly the same. They herd them with lassos, and they slaughter them the way cattle are slaughtered, and they live a much more rural existence.
Now, did you get to go along with them because you were a writer and were going to publish something about this, or can anybody tag along?
Anybody can do this. I arranged it with Finland Tourism, and your listeners can go to www.visitfinland.com, or they can go to Visit Lapland's website, which is www.laplandfinland.com.
So tell us about the herders you hooked up with.
Okay, well, the herders was actually one herder. His name is Petri Mattis, and he's a 36-year-old whose father was a reindeer herder. And the first word out of his mouth when he first learned to speak was Kelka, which means snowmobile. His father first let Petri go in his sled when Petri was 10. Petri said he never thought of being anything else except a reindeer herder. And there are 8,000 indigenous Samis, or Laps, in Finland, but there are only 700 reindeer herders. And he now works in a reindeer cooperative with 20 other families, and they share 1,000 square miles of government land.
Now, I've never tried reindeer, and I was just wondering how widespread is it as an entree around the world?
I think that it's limited to maybe Siberians, Mongolians, and Laps. I'm not positive.
What does it taste like? Did you try it?
It is delicious. It tastes like the most delicious lamb, a combination of lamb and tenderloin, and I don't very much eat meat. And it's even better when it's cooked out in the forest by a reindeer herder.
Now, you got to follow this reindeer herder around. What was a day like? You're on snowmobiles, apparently.
Yes. His father would do it on skis, and when they herd reindeer, they use special boots made out of reindeer skin, which have pointed toes. You've probably seen them in pictures.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was because they would be attached to the skis. They'd go into the bindings. But now that it's snowmobiles, his father doesn't like it because he says it's too noisy. So a typical day today, you do get the noise of the snowmobile. You arrive at the reindeer herder's house, and you're outfitted in a nice, warm, down jumpsuit, which he lends to his guests. And he has enough of them and in different sizes that a whole family could go out with no problem. And they attach a sledge, which for us is a sled, but it looks very Scandinavian. It really kind of looks like what Santa pulls, what his reindeer pull. And to that sledge is attached the snowmobile, and he sits in the snowmobile, but because you're going 40 miles or so an hour through the forest on the trail, you're wearing a helmet. He also gives you a helmet with a visor. And I would advise your listeners that if they're planning this trip, take ski pants. I've had tons of layers, but the warmest thing is ski pants, and I didn't have them with me. So you go out about, first you drive from your hotel a half an hour. His sister picked me up. He also has a wife, and they have a 2-year-old child. But they will pick you up at your hotel, wherever you're staying in Lapland, which you can also find by going to either of those two websites. He drives you to his house, gears you up in your snowsuit, plops you into the sledge with your helmet, gets in the snowmobile, and his dog comes with him. His dog is also part of the family. And the dog sits on the back of the snowmobile, and he drives you straight through the forest. And at one point, he stopped, and he screamed over the exhaust of the snowmobile, "Fox!" And he was pointing to fox trails in the snow, which I found amazing, considering how bright it was and how impossible it was to see anything. So we continued till we got out into an open area, And there was nothing there. And I thought, well, where are the reindeer? And then suddenly he had come out because they feed the reindeer hay. The reason they do that is because the loggers are cutting down the trees, and reindeer eat mushrooms and lichen. And once they cut down the trees, there's no more lichen, and they can't find enough mushrooms, so they have to supplement their diet. So he'd come out with these bales of hay, and that's where I got to help. I was spreading out hay for the reindeers, and then he started calling the reindeers. I can't imitate it, but it was something like, "Ei," or something, whatever. And you heard something like rain coming on a canvas tent. You heard and I thought, what is that sound? And there were two reindeer walking. And the reason they click is because they have two extra bones in their feet, and that's so that they know at nighttime that it's a reindeer next to them and not a predator. And as he continued to call, they came out like lemmings from nowhere through the forest in groups of 10 and groups of 20. You do not ask a reindeer herder how many reindeer he has, because that's like asking someone, how much money do you have in the bank? So then he decided it was time to cook me lunch. All Sami carry two knives, a bigger knife and a smaller knife, the women also, and it's not for as a weapon, it's not for protection, it's because they use it as a scissors, as a knife, and he took some twigs, and he took one twig and he cut it down as though someone were making an arts and crafts flower. It was like a little floret from a twig. He took one match, lit that one twig, and made a fire, a one-match fire. No newspaper, no fire starter. Then he took another twig, and over it he hung a pot of coffee. He built himself a little grill and took out a black frying pan, took some raw reindeer sausage, cut it up, sliced it, put it into the pan, and made me reindeer sandwiches. It was some of the best food I've ever had. Now, I don't know, because it was cold, and here was this warm food, and we're in the middle of the forest, but it was delicious. So his day would be like that, too, if he were doing the hay. My day as a visitor was mainly to have lunch, to help feed the hay, to see what it was like, and then to go back with him. Afterwards, he took me ice fishing, again on the snowmobile, but
without
the sledge. I just rode on the back of his snowmobile. And again, he dug a hole in the ice, stuck a line in it, and pulled out some fish. And then he looked about 10 miles down, because this is a huge lake, and he goes, "Oh, my God." I go, "What is it?" He goes, "That's my father." I said, "What?" Now, he had no binoculars. He takes the snowmobile. We race down the lake, and there is his father, who has three lines out and who's dug a whole little tunnel under the ice and is capturing fish. So a day in the life of a reindeer. They come back. They have to dry the reindeer herds. They use every part of the reindeer. It's not like Rudolph. They grow them for slaughter, just like cattle. And there's not a part of the reindeer that they don't use. They take the hooves, they make shoes out of them, they feed the heads for dog food, they use the skins to make clothing and blankets, they use the antlers to make handicrafts, and also they grind it down into a powder because the Japanese think it's some sort of a Viagra. And so Petri said, no, it isn't, but they like it, so we sell it to them.
Now, we're so whimsical about reindeer in this country. Rudolph, I mean, do they just kind of laugh at the whole notion of Rudolph and Dasher and Dancer?
Well, it's funny, because I said to him, do these reindeer have names? And he said, no, they're not pets. We grow them for slaughter. However, back at his house, he did have a little pen with two very skittish reindeer running around. And I said, you know, what's the matter with them? And he said, we're training them because they do sleigh rides or sledge rides in Lapland. They'll pull visitors around on a little track. And that's when they use the Rudolph type of a reindeer. But otherwise, they're grown for as a monetary investment.
Wow. Well, what an interesting experience you had. Could you give us the websites again in case people want to follow in your reindeer tracks?
To do it themselves, there are two places they can go to. One is Finland Tourism, which is www.visitfinland.com. And the other one is www.lapland, spelled L-A-P-L-A-N-D, finland.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Margie Goldsmith, for talking to us and talking about your reindeer herding experience.
Thank you so much.